It is with a heavy heart that WSHIT must report this morning that co-host of Good Morning Crabapple, Johnny Drangerson, has died in a Whisper Wolf accident when the Whisper Wolf was brought to the set for a segment this morning. Fortunately for our ratings, we have made the executive decision to play that audio here again now.
Hi. Oh, yeah, he's so nice. Look at him.
You just want to support
him.
Well,
he's holding on to me now.
Yeah. So you can support him, but and then, yes, he kind of helps you out by grabbing onto you and holding.
Got it.
So
this is amazing.
All right.
Thank
you,
Debbie,
this is awesome.
Oh, you're so welcome. Yes. Thanks for having me.
Now, if you want to...
Not this way. Not with the head. Not this way. Can you turn
I think he wants to give you kisses to I could watch this forever. Listen, if you want to check out some of these critters for yourself, to give you kisses to
My face.
Rest in peace, Drangerson. You have just gotten the best ratings of your long, illustrious career. We'll be right back, right after this commercial break.
This is Little Fox, and I get all my dating advice from the commercial break. Keep up the horrible job, you two. Best to you.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I hear Blue's little nails creaking across the ceramic floor, and I hear... It's her drinking water, and she'll drink an entire bowl of water. Entire bowl of water. This will go on for 15 fucking minutes. Nothing drives me crazier than the sound of a dog drinking water in the middle of the night when I'm trying to get some sleep.
Wow.
Because I know what's going to happen next.
Your bedtime routine is
it's
way different
awful.
Than mine.
I know. You're like,
I'm listening to my call map sleep stories.
Call
Egg
map.
Egg bra. He's my favorite. The door popped open. We were talking about ghosts.
We were talking about ghosts, and the door popped open,
yes.
And a ghost walked in. It was my son.
Yes.
He was like, Daddy?
That would have been funny if it was Nico.
I know. Notice how slow he walked in, too? He knew what was going on. He's like, ding.
Yeah,
he
did.
Daddy? I see unfamous people.
Still, a loud crashing sound comes from out in the hallway.
Sargast! Help me!
I was trying to get
I dropped my Mountain Dew can! I was trying to catch it on the millimeter! Oh, guys, I'm sorry. Can I still be part of the team?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, potato cakes!
Now.
Commercial break. Welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian. This is Chrissy. And
Happy New Year.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us. We certainly do appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
I have always had my suspicions that they cut corners on these reality-type game show things. You know, you've seen these more ridiculous game shows, like the putt-putt one. Have you seen the putt-putt one?
No.
Okay, you do a putt-putt, and if you miss the putt-putt, then you got to do some stupid, like, you know, run through some maze or something like that.
Okay.
Right? It always looks like, I mean, listen, it's a nice production, but I certainly wouldn't trust these people with my life.
Yeah.
Like, remember that one where they were running through that big gauntlet and, like, the balls would hit them
yes.
and they'd fall over into the
yes.
mud pot? And they were always, like... contortioning and weird, like, weight.
Like, you know, like it hurts.
It does look like it hurts. They have the punching bag come, you know, the punching glove come out and, like, knock
the
people off.
Glove.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
It was crazy. And people looked like they were really getting hurt.
Yeah.
Like, nothing about that seemed safe.
No.
Right? Well, the newest invention from the people who brought you all these other shitty shows is a really shitty show called Slip and Slide.
Ooh.
Which is a game show version of the Slip and Slide,
of
where they
the
take,
backyard?
Like, industrial-sized slip and slide. You've seen these on YouTube, where the people, basically, they slide down, like, a 100-foot slide, and then there's, like, a curve up. And they go flying in the air, you know, 400 or 500 feet, you know, a football field, yeah. And then they land in the water. Well, I haven't seen it, so I don't know. No one's seen it yet. But they were doing this production of this a couple of weeks ago, and the entire crew and the people who were on the show got dysentery. So they were all shitting them, running around shitting
themselves.
I think
I read about this.
Like, just the holy, you know, I mean, you can imagine the mess that was going on at this place.
Yeah. And you're in bathing suits.
You're in bathing suits. You have the shits going around. I think it was, who was it? Tig Notaro had a bit about this where she said, I've been looking, you know, in the public, I've been around some public pools. And I've seen that they always on the sign, it says, please don't visit the public pool if you have diarrhea.
Yeah.
Right? And she was like, which person wakes up in the morning with stomach cramps, shitting themselves, and then decides, you know what I'm going to do today?
I'm going to power through.
I can't even get out of bed or hold anything down. But man, it's time to visit the public pool.
I was planning on it.
Yeah. She does it much funnier than I do, obviously. It's that one where she takes off her shirt. Have you seen that Tig Notaro special?
Yeah.
That's ballsy. I like Tig Notaro.
I do too.
I'm a fan. Consider me a fan of Tig Notaro. Mm-hmm. But that was just like, it was a really funny bit. And she did it about people going to a public pool when you have diarrhea. The worst possible thing in the world that you could ever think of is someone shitting in the pool while you're in it and just not knowing about it, right? Because, that who knows? Ugh. I don't like poop in the first place. I don't like my own poop. I don't like your poop. I don't like my kids' poop. I don't like anybody's poop. I think it's one of the more I'm grossed out by that stuff. I'm grossed out by puke and poop and in some cases pee, right? I just don't like it. I just don't like bodily fluids like that. My son, who goes swimming in my pool in the backyard all the time, the second that he gets in the pool, all of a sudden he's got a shit. He's like, poo poo potty. And a lot of times he never makes it to the front door. He's like, or the back door. He's just like, he's got a drop trowel wherever he's at. It's just like, thinking of this whole slip and slide. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm dealing with everything. I got two dogs, one of which is senile, the ghost dog. Nico. Yeah, I don't know which ghost shits, but this ghost still shits. And now he's decided he's going to shit in the house because he's too afraid to go outside. What's out there? I don't know. But he's seeing things. He's like staring out the window. And I'm like, Nico, go outside. Go outside. And he's like,
he's frozen.
And no. And I'm like, because he bites with the two teeth he has left, he'll bite. And so I'll come behind him and like, you know, use my leg to kind of push his little butt.
Nudge him.
And he's like, rrr, rrr.
Maybe you see it on the eyes that you saw.
I know. I know what's happening. There's a whole dance that's going on in my bedroom at night, Holy.
And not a sexy dance.
No, not a sexy dance. And it doesn't include, it's not like a dance in my dreams. It doesn't include Brian getting any amount of sleep for any amount of time. Here's how it goes. Ready? Okay. Brian stays here till whatever hour in the morning working on the show. And then I...
Editing.
How to make my wife happy. Go, Google Box, go. So I go into the bedroom. I take a shower. I always do before I go to bed. I take a shower. As soon as I lay my head in bed, you know how that
relaxed.
First... You know that first lay down after a long day and your feet hurt and your back hurts? The soft sheets and you stretch out a little bit and you're like this. And then all of a sudden I hear... around the floor. That's my two dogs now realizing... They've been sleeping the entire time, by the way. Mm-hmm. The entire fucking time.
They were
since
napping.
Since dinner to the time that I get in the room, which is like 5 hours sometimes, they have been sleeping like a log, right? Two fat dogs just sitting there snoring the entire time. And then as soon as I get up to go take a shower, and they're sleeping while I take a shower, but as soon as I lay my head on the pillow, they're all rustling around down there. Nico's spinning in circles. Because he's got to go to the bathroom. God damn it, Nico. That's how I always say that. God damn it, Nico. So I run down the hallway. I turn off the alarm. I try and take Nico outside.
He won't go.
Right? So then I'm like, okay, Nico, then don't go outside. And then what Nico does is he'll sneak behind me. Like, I'll go into the bedroom and he'll sneak behind me and he'll stay in the back just for 1 second so he can waddle down the hallway while he's shitting. He's like, he's poop, 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 just dropping shit everywhere. And I'm like, Nico, I just told you to go outside. And then, okay, so then I clean up Nico's shit and then you'll get Nico to bed, get him settled. And then Blue, who sleeps on like a little... Like, I don't want to call it, like, we have a little bench at the end of our bed. She sleeps on the bench.
Yeah.
Then she gets down, and she has a pad in the room because we never taught her how to shit outside. She never agreed to shitting outside.
She never agreed.
She never signed that contract. And now she's like 12, and I'm never going to get her outside. And so as soon as I get laid down for the second time, then here's what happens. I hear the bathroom door open. I hear Blue's little nails creaking across the ceramic floor, and I hear... It's her drinking water, and she'll drink an entire bowl of water. entire bowl of water. This will go on for 15 fucking minutes. Nothing drives me crazier than the sound of a dog drinking water in the middle of the night when I'm trying to sleep.
Wow.
Because I know what's going to happen next.
Your bedtime routine is way different than mine.
I know. You're like,
I'm listening to my calm app sleep stories.
Calm
Egg
app.
Egg bra. He's my favorite.
So then, and then Aster and I will both start yelling at Blue. Blue! Blue! Without waking up and seeing us, who of course is still sleeping in between us because, you know, that's not a thing.
He
hasn't signed a contract into his own room either. And so, Blue! Pow! Blue! Blue! Stop it! Blue! So then we finally get Blue to stop drinking water after 15 minutes. Now the whole bowl of water is gone, of course. Now Nico's looking for water, and I gotta go fill that up too. So now Blue's looking for the water, and then this is what I hear. That's Blue rustling around on the pad that she goes to pee. And she'll pee. And so then I have to get up.
She's got her own routine.
She's got her own routine. She says, as soon as that shithead falls asleep, that's my cue to go wake him up again. Then I have to.
As soon as Nico's back in.
Oh, my God. Holy, this just goes on night after night after night. Night after night after night.
Oh,
it's like I'm stuck in a Groundhog Day hell of dog shit and piss and water drinking. All day, all night, never stop.
Fun.
TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can read more about Chrissy and I. You can see all the show notes. You can watch all the video, listen to all the audio right from one place, TCBpodcast.com. Please do write into us, info@TCBpodcast.com. We'd love to hear your ideas for a show. If you'd like to be on the show, you have an interesting story to tell, or you just want to drop us a line, tell us how we're doing, good or bad, we'll take it all. We'll delete the ones that are bad. We'll put you on the spam list, and then we'll take the ones that are good. And we might send you some swag. You never know. You could get a t-shirt or a mug or, I don't know, you get something in the mail. Mm-hmm. Info@TCBpodcast.com is that email one more time. At the commercial break is where you can find us on Instagram. Let's keep that going. Come on, follow us there. Tag a friend. Leave comments. You can DM us if you need anything. And 470-584-8449 is where you can leave us a text message or a voicemail. Standard text messaging rates do apply for those of you that are out of the country. Don't want to hear any shit. You've been warned. You've been warned. Oh, I found a whole slew of other 900 number commercials that one day. So we'll get back to it. Also, I want to let you know that youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. So many people now subscribing to our channel. You know, they said, I was watching when we first started the YouTube channel, no one was watching. We get like a view, right? And it was usually Gustavo who was watching it to cut up clips. And then, you know, slowly we started to get like 10 views, 15 views or whatever. Now we've had a couple videos that are over 10,000 views.
Wow.
And I would watch all these videos from other people who were making videos. Now, here's the thing about YouTube that's really crazy is that there is a whole class of human beings that does nothing but tell you how to get views on YouTube, and they're getting a shitload of views on YouTube telling you how to get views on YouTube.
Right.
It's really quite amazing, actually. It's so meta, it's not even funny. But anyway, so I was watching all these videos, and everyone to the T said it starts off super slow. Unless you just have like a super viral video, it starts off super slow.
Yes.
It's going to take you, you know, a long time to get to 100. And then when you get to 250, it'll creep up a little bit. And then once you get to 500, you know, things start moving along. Okay, now you're going to get like, you know, 5, 6, 7 people subscribing a day. When you get to 1,000, you've done the hardest part, right?
Okay.
Now you can, now maybe sometimes you see 20, 30 people, 40 people subscribe in a day. This could not be more true. Every single one of them was correct. That's exactly how it's happened. We're only 82 episodes in. 112 videos uploaded to that fucking channel, and we're finally getting people that are subscribing on a daily basis. It's been a breeze. All this whole podcasting thing is easy. Easy. Inexpensive. Easy. You make a ton of money. Why wouldn't you do it? You're famous instantaneously. You have that one person who recognizes you in a year and a half. So I saw somebody like, I have a TCB thumb pop, like one of those pop things on the back of
pop
socket on the back of my phone, and I can interchange them. So I had a TCB thing. And I saw someone at the grocery store the other day was staring at that TCB logo like they wanted to say, I know you from the commercial break.
Oh, okay. Oh, they wanted to say that.
In my mind.
Or they were just trying to figure out what
TCB
meant.
In my mind, I'm famous. Yeah. They're probably like, taking care of business. I'm an Elvis fan,
That's
too.
That's right.
I really like that news show. That news podcast is awesome.
Right? Those are our main competitors.
That guy wrote me back. By the way, we put a stop to that. He wrote me back. He was like, thank you very much. I cleared it up on air. I didn't listen, but I cleared it up on air. You know, hopefully you don't get any more. We haven't gotten any more reviews for us or for them. So just letting you know how it's going. Who cares? Rate and review if you feel like it. That'd be a great thing to do. Speaking of ghost dogs, we've been going down the rabbit hole for months and months and months. We've had Frankie B videos, Bigfoot videos, Preacher videos. We've done, you know, Strange Addiction, Sister Wives. I mean, we've done it all, it feels like. And, you know, but there's so much more content.
But wait, there's more.
That's exactly what I was going to say. How did you know that? But wait, there's
seems like
more.
Like a natural progression.
All these hours in the studio are paying off because Brian has found more bullshit to pay attention to.
That's right. There's so much content. Like tons more is coming out because of COVID. You know, yeah. It was on pause. Now it's been filmed. Now they're putting it out there.
Yeah. And the content that we're looking for, we're not talking about a Netflix movie with a 5-star rating. Yeah. We're talking about weirdos doing weird things.
Yes.
And one of the things that I found myself fascinated by, like during the pandemic, I watched for the first time ever, because I'm just not into this kind of thing, I watched a full episode of Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures, something like that. Yeah. One of the more popular ones on one of the more popular stations. I watched an episode of that, and I remember thinking to myself, this clearly has to be satire. Like, they are daring me to believe that every time that they walk into a house with their little, you know, made-up machines. The crazy thing is, I mean, we'll get into it, but the crazy thing is like, they really do make up these machines. They're like, the electrometer is at a 7.
Yeah, it's like taped together too, and then there's string tying parts of
it. That's right. I mean, and some of it looks real. It looks like it was made by a really cool prop department.
Yeah.
Looks like a phaser gun from Star Wars or Star Trek or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Here's the amazing thing about these shows. Again, I'm not saying if you believe in ghosts and if this is your thing and you're into the paranormal activity, cool, right? That's cool. And I'm not saying I don't believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a newsman.
I'm open to it.
I'm a newsman. I'm not here to give my opinion. I'm just here to give my opinion.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Well, speaking of ghosts, that was creepy.
Well,
after these messages, we'll be right back. I am really bad at cooking. That's an understatement. I eat mostly cereal because I can't fend for myself. Macaroni and cheese ends up burnt on the bottom of the pot. Pasta ends up smushy smashy. I'm just not good at cooking. You get the point. One of the reasons why I love HelloFresh and I have been using it for years is because they give you recipes with pictures. Pictures. That way, there's no way I can mess it up. Put pictures in front of me and I'm good. That's why I like HelloFresh. They're making it easy. They send every single ingredient in a box to your front door with an ever-evolving menu of delicious meals prepared by professional chefs. So I look like a hero when Astrid comes home and I've prepared this beautiful meal and I don't have to tell her about the pictures. Also, HelloFresh, during the pandemic, delivered 4 million free meals to those in need. And I think that's an incredible freaking thing to do. HelloFresh is a good company. They have a good service. They deliver good food straight to your front door. And you can save up to 28% by ordering your meals in a single box rather than going to the grocery store and buying more than you need. Those are all great reasons to use HelloFresh. The pictures mainly. But, you know, delivering free food to people in need and 28% on your grocery bill is not bad also. Another reason to order HelloFresh is they are offering the Commercial Break listeners up to 14 free meals. If you do the following, go to HelloFresh.com/TCB14. That's TCB14. Make sure you use the promo code TCB14 or TCB14. Either way, there's a 1 and there's a 4 and there's a TCB. You get what I'm telling you. HelloFresh.com/TCB14. Use the code TCB14 for up to 14 free meals. Thank you, HelloFresh. I will use you as long as you keep the pictures.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Okay, and we're back on the commercial break. Thank you. Thank God we weren't on live on Fireside, right?
That's true. Oh. The door popped open. We were talking about ghosts.
We were talking about ghosts, and the door popped open, and a ghost walked in. It was my son. Yes. He was like, Daddy?
That would have been funny if it was Nico.
I know. Notice how slow he walked in, too? He knew what was going on. He's like, ding. Yeah, that Daddy? I see unfamous people. I see wannabe famous people. Okay, so what I was saying is this show is exactly like the Finding Bigfoot show. Yes. They have to produce on every episode. They have to produce some kind of sighting or electrolometer or, you know, they record stuff with apparently the world's worst microphones. And then they pick up some shit. They're like...
There it is.
Hi. Did you hear it? Someone said hi. Yeah, it was your film crew, you dumb shit.
I know.
Yeah, you're filming in the back of a Hilton. Somebody knocked on the door.
I actually went down to Savannah one time and went on a night tour of a cemetery. And some ghost hunters were out there. And, you know, they seemed excited about certain things. I don't know.
I've been on the ghost tour too. Again, I'm not saying this doesn't happen. I'm sure it does. But does it happen every time that one of these people turns on a camera?
Right.
Right. And like some of the creepy locations just seem to be because they made them creepy. Like,
yeah.
We're here at a house where 17 people died of a vicious murder. And you Google it and it's like, you know, it used to be a Howard Johnson. Like, it used to be a Hardee's. People died of heart attacks from eating the burgers. I don't know. It doesn't, you know, whatever. Anyway, you get the point. That you see where I'm following. I think this is satire. I think it's kind of funny. And so you want to get right into
entertaining.
It? Let's get right into it.
Let's go.
All right. Here we go. Let's just let it play and we'll let you figure it out as we go along.
Okay. We are just getting ready to start our investigation of the stone lion.
Everything's an investigation too. What are you investigating? First of all, second of all, who goes hunting for ghosts? Like if there are ghosts, leave them the fuck alone. Why do you want to bother them?
In here in Guthrie, Oklahoma.
This is one of the most iconic haunted locations in Oklahoma.
Wait for it. In Oklahoma. I thought he was going to say in America.
In Elkling County, Oklahoma. This is one of the most haunted places in Oklahoma. I thought he was going to say in the world.
We're in the back kitchen area. We've set up a nerve center here. Jay, watch our every move.
A nerve center.
A nerve center investigation.
It's a $25 screen you bought at Best Buy where you hook up some bad webcams. They have the world's worst equipment, too. They also have the world's worst cameraman who can't see the ghost at all. They all see it, but he can't see it.
We have the layers of history of the funeral home that operated here in the early 1900s. Hundreds of dead bodies came through here, were embalmed here. And then three members of the Houghton family also died here. One of those members of the family was their little daughter named Irene that apparently died from a poisoning from some medicine. Let's get ready and see if we can make contact.
By the way, I investigated this house. It's true. It was a funeral power part. You know, the music in the background. It was a funeral power. Parlor. People,
yeah.
Yes. Dead people did go through there because that's what happens at a funeral home.
Yeah.
And yes, a little girl apparently died. I mean, listen, all of the reporting that is out there about this house happens to be from ghost hunters.
I think make it out
to be a bigger deal than it is. There's people die. People die from ingesting stuff all the time. It happens. Yeah. Is it a sad story if it was true? Absolutely. Not making fun of it. But, you know, is there a ghost in every single house where someone died? No, there's not.
I want to split up right away. This is a huge mansion.
Right away. I want no backup if I see a ghost. Right away.
Let's be alone.
If there's a murderous ghost,
I
want to
be alone right now.
Right away. I want to
be alone.
Let
me get through this alone.
Let me be alone so I can make up noises. Yes. Let me be alone so you can't track me and understand what I'm doing.
The three of us to split up. I'm going to stay here in this bedroom on the second floor. I want us to each take a floor.
While I stay here in this bedroom by myself, I attach a Melmeter device.
A Melmeter?
Whoa. Sounds
The Melmeter is going crazy. There's the Melmeter. Rock solid proof that there's a ghost in this house. What's a Melmeter? I don't know. My friend Mel made it. It's supposed to track ghostly activity. It was made in Mel's garage. It's supposed to track ghostly activity by something. Electrolamasis. Electrolamasis? Yes, the electrical waves of a ghost llama. What is that? It's a ghost fart. I caught it on my... caught it on my flatulence monitor. A Melmeter. The fuck is a Melmeter?
I don't know. It's specific to that industry.
Yeah, all this is very specific to this industry, the con man industry. The entertainment industry.
To the bed frame to see if it will detect any spikes of electromagnetic energy.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
All of a sudden, as I'm lying completely still, a loud crashing sound comes from out in the hallway.
Sorry, guys. That was me.
I was trying to get it.
I dropped my Mountain Dew can. I was trying to catch it on the Melmeter. Oh, guys, I'm sorry. Can I still be part of the team? Can I still be part of the investigation? I got it on my LinkedIn.
I'll go back to the nerve center.
I'm going to go back to the nerve center and chill out for a minute. That's scary. I trapped that can right on my foot. Could have broken the toe.
This camera is against the wall. You can see this camera is completely knocked over on the wall.
Okay, wait. What you can't see, so stupid. What you can't see is that the camera's on a tripod. You can't see my camera, but it's on a tripod, and it's clear that one of the legs is shorter than the other. It fell over because you didn't set it up correctly. And it's right in front of a door, too, so if somebody tried to walk in, it'd just go boink right in. You can see this camera is completely turned over. Clearly a ghost did this.
Oh, I figure while Billy's downstairs, why can't I be up here trying to communicate? Something happened. What was that? What was that, dude?
What is it?
Oh my god. It's gonna sound so odd, but no joke. It felt like someone put something in my butt. Right, you know when you have your crack showing and then someone puts something in it? That's what it felt like, and what? I jumped.
What? It's the ghost of Brian, the gay plumber.
Yeah, what is that? You know when you have your crack showing, someone puts
you down it? Like what? What kind of shit are you into? You know when your wife just hits you with a dildo and you didn't expect it?
That's how it felt.
That's how it felt. Someone put something down my crack. First of all, second of all, if someone put something down my crack and there was no one else in the room, I'd leave immediately. But these guys don't leave. They're like, oh, cool, man. I just got raped by the ghost. I'm the ghost of Christmas past. I'm going to hang out for a few minutes.
Let's see if I can get some more action.
Someone put something to my anus and I can feel it. I'll be right here if you need me.
It felt like something just went down. Oh, is the kid playing jokes around here and making things fun? You're a very powerful energy.
By the way, this is another one of the machines that they have that after I'm watching it. It's a machine that goes very loud.
Okay.
And what it does, according to them, is it sends out an echo into the room so that they can capture the ghostly noises. What it really does is it makes a whole bunch of noise so that they can post edit in post production. Right. They can embed stuff in that noise and make it seem like they caught something.
You're onto their game.
I'm hearing a very powerful noise coming from, oh, yep, that's coming from the machine. I'm pointing in your direction. Sounds like what I do to my kid trying to put him to sleep.
Please tell me. Tell me.
What is the spirit box doing?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God,
dude. Why do you do that?
I'll tell you something. You're standing there all
sick. All right.
They snuck up on each other. Whoa! I thought you were the ghost.
Holy shit.
No, it's just me, guys. I was just hiding behind this thing. I thought you wanted me to scare you. I got it on camera. Does that count?
I did something good.
The millimeter went crazy. I saw it. Was that a ghost? No, it's just me going, shh, 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 shh. We're recording. Shh, shh, shh. What was that? I got bad gas, guys. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have Taco Bell 12 days in a row. I knew we were coming on this adventure. I probably shouldn't have had so much hot sauce. Oh, no, there it goes. Doctor says I got a millimeter stuck in my gut. Oh, no. It's a ghostly fart. That's what it is. It's a sound from God.
I was like, who's standing in front of me?
It's just me.
Well, I thought you were laying down. Oh, my God, dude, that's scary.
It's close to 3 a.m. here in Guthrie, Oklahoma. And we've
the most haunted place in all of Oklahoma.
Just captured an unexplainable event in the upstairs hallway. We all now return to Nerve Center to regroup.
We'll return to Nerve Center to regroup.
We've had an unexplainable event. I need you to return to Nerve Center.
Oh, what's that? Is that the place with the one TV and the Radio Shack walkie-talkies?
Yes, Brian, it is.
Okay, I'll be right down. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, my millimeter's going crazy. My millimeter's going nuts.
I'll be down in a minute.
I'll be down in 1 second. Uh-oh. Is there a restroom I can use?
Get down to the Nerve Center. Quick.
Quick, down to the Nerve Center. Here I am.
We've decided to immediately review Aaron's spirit box session up in the attic.
Spirit box? What the
spirit box session.
Sounds like something one of our friends
would do. I was going to say.
It's only $150 for a spirit box session. 10% off if you mention me on Facebook.
Because we feel it's important, or Aaron feels it's important for us.
What was that?
What was the door? That's the door.
What? It's me, guys! Right. You told me to come down to the nerve center.
The door just opened.
What door was that?
The door right here to nerve.
Yeah, that door.
The door to nerve. Say, it's the nerve center, not nerve. What are you doing? It's not a proper name. It's not a noun. You can't look up nerve center as a noun. Proper noun. I'm down here, nerve center. I'm down here at studio. The studio. By the way, the door, now they have video of the door opening and closing, right? Okay. Of course, but they only have video of it from the doorknob up. They don't have it at the bottom right. Where clearly the string
somebody
is opening it.
Yeah. The
okay, guys, tell me when you want me to open it.
That door just opened.
Our X camera rolling in the hallway outside Nerve Center amazingly captures this door opening all by itself.
Amazing.
Because we feel it's important, or Aaron feels it's important for us.
What was that?
Is there someone opening the door? Can you close that door? Stay on it.
Are they talking to the ghost?
They're talking to the ghost. Hey, man.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Can you close that door?
It's kind of drafty in here. Do you mind closing that door? Jeez, what are you, born in a barn? Christ have mercy.
If some ghosts open that door, just close it for me.
Hey, Mr. Ghost that has the ability to make things move in real life. Do me a favor. We're here in Nerve Center. We need some peace and quiet. Can you please leave and close the door behind you? Jeez, how rude. Do you see that ghost? Just came in, opened the door all by himself.
Can you close that door?
Nico, can you go outside? Close the door behind you.
Please close that door if you opened it.
Keep asking him. Run!
Oh my God. What in the hell?
Watch out. Dude.
There are no words to express what we have just witnessed. Intelligent poltergeist activity. Not only did the door open all by itself, but it also slammed shut on cue right in front of our faces.
On cue is right.
Right.
Okay, guys, tell me when. Okay, when I say close the door, right. You close the door. That's why he had to say it four times, because Brian's down there. Did you say close the door?
I said
close the door.
Boom.
Hello? Sorry, guys. Please close the door. Boom. Oh, I remember now. It's close the door. That's the secret word. Okay, I'm good. I'm going to get this job. I got this one in the bag. On to episode number two. Billy the cameraman goes. I'm building a real reputation for myself in this industry.
Here's the view from the hallway camera when the door slams shut.
Please close that door if you opened it.
Oh, wait.
Why do they have a lightning noise? Here's the view of that door closing again.
They did it twice.
Well, they showed it like 12 times because, you know, you've never seen a door close before. You get it. I got it.
Oh,
whoa!
There's nothing on the other side of the door.
Hold on.
Oh, that is all the way shut. That is slammed shut. My heart rate is now on fire.
There's a lot of things that can explain to the door shutting and opening.
Of course, if there's
a
draft.
The wind, you've got the screen open in the back, you're opening the front door.
There's
slams.
A production guy pushing it closed. I mean, that's clearly what's happening. Listen, if you had actually videotaped a poltergeist closing a door, if you could actually get the whole door on both sides right? And someone could like test and measure that that actually was someone not pushing and pulling that door in some way, shape, or form. But you conveniently, like Bigfoot, mm-hmm. you conveniently only have some angles of some things, right? But listen, I understand it's entertainment. You got to entertain the people yeah. that are out there, right? But I mean, there's literally a whole 6.5 minutes of this door closing. It's like intelligent poltergeist activity. Intelligent? I wouldn't tell it. My son could close a door like that at one. I don't think anyone's calling him a rocket scientist. You guys want me to keep opening it?
Who are you?
Billy. The production.
Did you slam this door?
I did. You asked me to.
Turns on all by itself, and a spirit begins speaking to us, taking credit for the door that just slammed shut.
Why did you slam the door?
I'd like my credits at the end of at the end of this episode. I'm a SAG member.
Right.
Can I get executive producer credits on this show?
I'm a star.
I'm a star. Look at me. Oh, you can't see me. Never mind. Let me close that door again.
Because I had to in a woman's voice. Why did you slam the door? Because I had to.
First of all,
like Nico. Nico.
In the middle of the night.
Oh, it's the little dog.
See, I got a shit in your hallway. I mean, there's so much noise going on, and all you hear is this little. But everybody said the same thing at the same time because I have to.
That's what they said. Upset.
Yeah, that's what they said because I have to. Didn't sound like good.
I didn't make that out. No, yeah, no, I didn't make that out.
I didn't make anything out, actually. It's all that fucking shh noise. Don't you have a machine? If you're going to catch sound, don't you have a machine that's a little less noisy? Why, if you can make a melometer, why can't you make a wish? What do they call it? A spirit box?
Spirit box.
It doesn't yell like that. Why is the spirit box so damn noisy? Right. Why can't your cameraman get full angles? Why is the spirit box so noisy? And why is the millimeter not a thing?
Because we are having this high level of poltergeist activity, Billy and I decide to set up an experiment on the stairs using the SLS camera.
The SLS camera. Have you seen where they take the Instagram, like the images of you in Instagram, and they turn it into cartoons, mm-hmm. right? They can take a picture and they turn it into a cartoon.
Yeah.
This is basically what the SLS camera is. It turns things into cartoons. So, okay, let me just listen.
Irene, is that you? Let's get playing with us tonight.
They've put two balls on the stairs, by the way.
Oh.
They're looking for those balls to move.
Like beach balls?
Like baseball balls.
Okay.
Can you knock one of these balls down the stairs? You obviously want to be known, and you obviously know that we're watching you, and we're reacting to you.
You're obviously putting words in my mouth! Don't do that!
Well, and then I'm thinking, what about this show? And then they just say, bye-bye, move on to the next house.
That's right. Then they move on to the next house, yeah. they don't hand that over to scientists or, you know, they don't call in the Ghostbusters or something. Like, I mean, that's the most ridiculous part of the show, is if you believe this, if this is the kind of thing that you believe, why isn't there other scientists then coming in? These guys aren't scientists. They're people from YouTube.
Yeah. They
crafted a millimeter in their basement in Oklahoma. The most haunted place in Oklahoma. The Melometer's going crazy.
Spirit boxes.
Yeah, there's spirit boxes and Melometers and machines. And Billy with his bad tummy. But if there are probably other real scientists at home going, oh, man. Yeah. Right. Melometer's not a thing. Call me. I could probably figure this out in 2 seconds. I have Kriskin the Fantastic down there with that $1 million prize. Remember, there's a $1 million prize out there and has been for 40 years standing for someone that can prove that paranormal activity actually happened.
Oh, scientific, really?
Yes. Remember I told you about that? Oh. Well, I mean, you probably don't remember that. We're 95 episodes in, and that was like episode number 4.
Okay.
There's a $1 million prize given by this guy who's a pessimist about all this, you know, telepathy, bending spoons with your mind, you know, paranormal activity. And he says, prove to me in a scientific manner. There's like a test. It's like 3 steps you have to take. Mm-hmm. Prove to me in a scientific manner that any of this actually happened, and I'll give you $1 million. And it's in escrow. And it's been in escrow for like 40 years. Imagine what $1 million was back in 1940. Or maybe he's raised it over the years, but it's $1 million. It's okay. In escrow. Why aren't these guys submitting this tape every single time?
Right.
Because, I mean, you do the math.
We decide to use our full spectrum camera to see if we can photograph the spirit who gave us all of this amazing poltergeist activity earlier. But unfortunately, we capture no visual evidence of this entity.
This particular ghost is shy.
The funny thing is, I think back to like when we used to actually get film developed.
Yeah.
You know, and you'd actually have your finger, you know, maybe like on the lens. You'd get it back. Like they probably could have manufactured a picture way easier than
this. This is true, right? Than some SLS camera. Sounds like a sedan that I drive around. The Ghost SLS from Bhavakakur. It looks like it's not there, but it is. This is luxury you can't see. But with our Melometer, you'll be able to find your car anywhere. Ride in style.
Luxury you can't see.
It'll feel like you're driving on air. The new SLS Ghost Car from Bhavakakur 3000. $49.99 plus tax, tax tag, and title.
We walk away from the Stone Lion Inn, witnessing and capturing some of the most astonishing activity throughout all of our ghost adventures.
That's because A&E said, you better up the ante, boys. Okay, we've heard a lot of the, spirit box bullshit. Yeah. We need to see some actual paranormal activity.
Right.
Because there are other episodes that kind of go along these lines. Mm-hmm. You ready? This is the ghost who likes to flirt. Why not just put regular music to it? Notice all the music is so noisy too. I think they embed all these sounds into the noise. I think to make you think that maybe it's possible that one of those noises is actually something that it's not. Yeah, that's correct. It's confusion. It's delusion confusion.
What area you want to go to?
The basement is where most of the females are being touched, from what I understand.
Oh, of course it is.
Oh, sexual harassment ghost.
Hey now.
Can't you hear it?
Hey now.
There it is.
Hey now.
Oh, God.
Daryl, Brian, Rochelle, and I all went into the basement where there have been claims of women getting their hair pulled or their butt pinched. And so we wanted to see if we might get some of the same sort of stuff happening to us. Rochelle and Brian.
I wanted to see if I could be molested in the basement by a ghost.
What is this? The rat pack?
Who volunteers for this?
The rat pack down there?
Hey, honey. Hey, hot tits. You look great.
Woo, we pull your pigtail.
Nice patootie, baby. Why don't you sit on Grandpa's? Why don't you go get me a cocktail, 2 cubes, and sit on Grandpa's lap? What's up, nipples? You got your headlights.
We can do anything. We're ghosts. Yeah.
Not us. Look at us. You can't even see us. What do you think?
Over here.
Hey. Honk, honk. that junk in your junk? Or are you just happy to see me? Come down, sit on Ghost Papa's lap. See if you can feel my wind direction. That was my boner flying right by your face. Did you feel that breeze? That was my dick slapping you right in the head. Oh my god. But who volunteers for this?
We want to see
Brian and Kristen and Daryl in the basement where the claims of women getting their hair pulled and their butts pinched. Why can't I say that without like giggling like a child every time? I said butt. Like every time.
Those are so funny.
Do you feel comfy?
I love super scary situations. I love getting molested by paranormal creatures that I don't know what they're going to do. In the basement, of course. In the basement, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, but I also think it's because
we have the guys with us.
We have the guys with us, and...
Well, let's change that.
Let's all... I'll tell you what, we'll leave you ladies alone to get molested by these ghosts. Chivalry is not dead. Hey, Toots, why don't you go upstairs, make me a pot of coffee, vacuum the kitchen, come back down, and make love to Sweet Papa. G-spot, I don't even give a shit.
I'll see you guys in a little bit.
Good okay. luck.
Thanks.
Thanks for leaving me down here with the serial sexual abuser. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm assuming that it's a male down here.
I would think. Mm-hmm. This is a frisky female.
Rochelle and I are here just to speak with you, to meet you, but we've heard that...
but if you'll just pinch my butt.
Rochelle and I are here from HR. We've gotten some complaints. We just wanted to talk to you about them. Don't worry, this isn't firing. We do have to write you up, though. This haunted house. This haunted house is not going to be a loosey-goosey place of business. Telling you that right now.
You like to pull hair and pinch butts. I'm okay.
Yeah, one of it.
She said I'm okay.
Who doesn't? I'm okay with it.
With that, you want to let me know you're here by doing that, but Rochelle is not okay with that.
Oh.
We came up with a plan that Kristen was going to give permission for her hair to be grabbed or her butt to be touched, and I didn't give permission.
This little box on the ground, if you touch it, that also lets us know that you're here.
If you're trying to get our attention or anyone's attention... If you touch that box, you'll have our attention. You will be able to communicate with you and try to help you.
Hey now. Touch that box, then touch my box. I'm giving you permission. I'm into it, actually.
We'll be able to communicate.
I love a good hard ghost penis. We'll be able to communicate once you're inside me.
But I feel tingling right back here.
You remember we asked you not to... touch Rochelle.
Remember?
Remember what we said about Rochelle? Remember the rules that we set out? You're grounded. Another 150 years in this basement. I'm adding on to your grounding, young man. I told you not to touch
remember
Rochelle.
Remember what we talked about?
Remember we talked about having sex with your cousin? Not supposed to go that way.
She doesn't feel comfortable with that. So can you please stop?
So it makes complete sense to have Rochelle down there with you then.
Right, yeah.
Is that more fun for you when you know you're not supposed to? You doing okay?
Hey now.
I'm actually going to change the way my hair is. Okay. I felt like there was tingling sensation on the back of my head at first. It was faint, but it was there. And then I felt like there was... pressure, kind of like if you have your hair up in a ponytail too long or whatnot. Not necessarily a pull, but definitely something
Definitely something.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I've had my hair in a ponytail for 5 years. Yeah, oh,
wait, it is in a ponytail, by the way. And she's like, kind of feels like when you have your hair in a ponytail.
For too long.
Again, they're daring you to believe this. Daring you. Rochelle's the only one on the crew that doesn't want to get touched by a ghost. The other one wants to make hot, sweet, sexy, paranormal love on the floor.
Who talks about ghosts like that? Remember what we talked about?
Remember what we talked about? Do you like it when it's naughty like that? Do you like it when I don't tell you yes? Do you like it when you don't have permission? Now take your ghost hands and grab my tits.
Tingle, tingling. They're tingling.
It kind of feels like when you have a bra on for a couple hours. Like this bra that I have on for a couple hours. Oh my Christ, have mercy, these people.
Like it wasn't, it didn't feel hard.
Yeah.
Like, but it felt tingly.
Mm-hmm. Oh. This thing that gets me.
If you're not the one who's playing jokes on girls, do you know who is?
It's Billy on your production crew. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I guess I've been pretty lonely since Betty's knocked up with our sixth. She says we can't have sex. She says she doesn't want to get pregnant for at least another 2 months. Can you get double pregnant? Is that possible?
Billy pops out of the shade.
I know. Hey, guys. It's me, Billy.
Is that someone else?
I've been grabbing your asses the whole time. Did you feel me at craft services?
And I'd like to know, if it is you that's doing that, are you trying to scare girls away? Are you trying to get their attention? You have the attention of two females. This is your chance.
Oh. This is your chance to get it on with two real live women. Hey now. We're giving you one last chance to have real paranormal sex with us.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
Listen, never has it been so easy to pick up a woman.
Yeah, just become She's a ghost. Like,
I don't mind if you touch my tits. Rochelle here, she plays hard to get. Touch my box. Go ahead. Touch it. I feel a tingly sensation. Nothing hard, it's just a tingly sensation. I feel a little tickle in my pickle, if you know what I mean. Is that you, Dave the Ghost? No, kid, it's just me touching your box. You told me I had permission. Oh, my God. I don't know which is better. I don't know which is better.
Oh.
Bigfoot or Ghost Hunters?
I mean, they're pretty right on par. Yeah.
I think I'm partial to Bigfoot because he plays the harmonica.
And he has a big nest.
Yeah, he's a big nest. But wait, there's more. We've got more ghost hunters. Maybe we'll do another episode. Yeah, we will do another episode. How's that?
Yes.
We'll do one more episode because there's the ghost that plays the piano in the middle of the night. Then there's the ghost. Oh. There's the ghost.
Hello,
who likes,
my baby. Hello, my darling. Darling. Hello, my ragtime girl.
Do you take requests?
There's a tip jar.
Do you know any Billy Joels? Play piano, man! If I have my wedding here, will you play for free?
Yes. Oh, God.
Oh, God, man. Wow. I'll tell you what. We find it. If it's out there, we find it.
You're like the bullshit hunters.
I know. Pew, 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 pew! All right, okay, everyone settle down. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can read more about Chrissy and I. You can see all the show notes. Watch all the video. Watch all the audio. Watch all the videos. I had it right the first time. Watch all the videos. Listen to all the audios. Laughing so hard. TCBpodcast.com. Make sure you drop us a line. info@tcbpodcast.com. We'd love to hear from you. We would love to hear what you think about the show. Any content ideas you have, any videos you want us to review, send them on in. You want to be on the show because you've got something strange to talk about or just want to say hello? Right on in. We'll have a conversation with you. We have a few people we're talking to about coming on the show.
Good. So, they have good.
They've got a couple stories to tell that I think are going to be interesting.
Yes.
So if you want to get torn apart by Chrissy and I live here on air, you know, give me a call. No, I promise we'll be nice. Yeah. At the commercial
break.
We're
genuinely curious.
Yeah, we're genuinely
curious.
We want to
believe.
Yeah.
But.
Listen, I don't care if you like ghosts. It's like ghosts. Yeah. I don't believe the show is finding ghosts, but, you know. I think ghosts are around.
Yeah.
I do. Energy. I think energy's around. Yeah. Can it open and close a door or touch your box on command? I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't think so, but I've been wrong before. Let's put it that way. At the commercial break on Instagram, make sure you follow us. Please get engaged. DM us. Leave comments. Leave likes. Leave reviews. Subscribe on your favorite platform, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe. Watch videos on there. It's a little bit more funny when you watch us, I think. Mainly because I'm a funny-looking guy. Chrissy's very pretty, so.
We need to put up our TV in the middle.
I know.
To show the clips.
That's what I want to do. That's the next evolution of the show. The next evolution of the show is show the clips while we're listening to them.
Yeah,
season three, for sure. I'm working on that. It just takes me a while to figure out anything technical.
I know. We do have everything working well right now.
Perfect.
So.
Yeah. I got to get my guy to... I have a phone call with him next week. I think he's going to help us figure this one out. So maybe it'll happen before season three, but don't count on it. I don't want to tell anybody because we always tell people and then we never do it. One thing we will be doing is we will be going live on Fireside.
Yes, we will.
Fireside Fridays. We'll be recording those during the week, but we will rebroadcast them on Friday. So if you'd like to be a part of that, DM us and let us know. Or you can send us a text message, 470-584-8449. Remember, engage with us, and we might send you some swag. Keep an eye out for more giveaways. What else can we do?
I think that's it.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you out there in the listening audience. We awfully, awfully, awfully appreciate it.
We do.
So until next time, I must bid you adieu. I say best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in podcast universe. Until next time.
Bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.